is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Merry Christmas, coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I love that you're here with us this morning. Good morning. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. It's a little cool this morning. Are you all ready for Christmas?
Always. All year round.
That's a smart way to do it. That's a smart way to do it. I was hoping the weather would cooperate, and it has. It was a little cool this morning. It's going to be an exciting week coming up, week that you need to get prepared for your landscape getting cold. I don't know if you've heard, but we're getting a real polar express. Well, not a polar express, a polar vortex coming into Florida. And yes, for those of you experiencing Florida for the first Christmas, we are going to be cold. It's going to be a doozy. I was talking with WFTV's weatherman Brian Shields, and he predicts for next Saturday morning, temperatures in the 20s for North Florida and near freezing in Orlando. So that means some pockets will freeze, probably out where you are, Lizzie.
Okay.
And 40s for South Florida. Everyone's going to be able to wear their ugly Christmas sweaters and footsie pajamas for Christmas Eve.
Footsie pajamas. What?
So I also want to let everyone know next Saturday is Christmas Eve. And so iHeart's going to be playing Christmas music all day on Saturday in our time slot. And it's going to be wonderful to have it on in the background. So when you're wrapping presents or cooking, it's going to be great to have that Christmas music. And it's going to feel like a real Christmas. We're going to be able to have maybe a little fire in the fireplace.
Oh, definitely. I almost did that last night, but I turned my TV onto the channel that has a picture of the fireplace, and then they play the piano Christmas music in the background. So that was pretty close
for
me for right now, yes.
Well, the average temperatures are 73 for December, and lows 53, the averaging. And so we're going to be even colder than that. And they're saying temperatures are going to maybe possibly be as low as they were in the 1980s when we got those back-to-back freezes in, you know, 80s,
wow.
88, 89. So, and on the last Saturday of the year, New Year's Eve, I'm going to be joined by Tom McCubbin for a two-hour special New Year's Eve. And you're not going to want to miss that. So that's going to be lots of fun. So we have an exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking about how to prepare your landscape, because those of you who don't think Florida gets cold, you're going to experience it. We're going to see our tropical plants get damaged, even down as far as Lake Okeechobee and, you know, Palm Beach Gardens.
Oh, that is going to be definitely different for sure.
It is. It's going to be, I love it though, because I love wearing the sweaters. I love, you know, going out and seeing the landscape, and, you know, the trees have all changed. You know, the sycamores are all, you know, their leaves are coming down, and the cypresses are turning red, and the maples have already turned red. So it's going to be just a wonderful, wonderful time here. So we got two great guests today, and we're going to be taking your questions and your text messages. So if you'd like to give Lizzie a call, that's 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680.
And wait until after our guests that we have on next.
Yeah, so
around 7:30 and 8:30 is the best time to give us a call.
Exactly. Unless you want to let us know that you're listening and what you're drinking in the morning. I always like to hear that, because I've got my tea and you've got tea. And is it iced tea?
It's herbal. It's two different types of herbal teas that I put together because, well, you know, why only have one? So.
And so that'll be great. So we are going to be getting some rain. So throughout the state, you know, today and tomorrow. And so you're not going to have to be able to, you're not going to need to turn on your irrigation systems during when it's cold. We don't want people to do that. So, you know, when I was doing the what to do in the month of December, I actually had to put down the Florida's first frost date was back in October of this year. So we've already had our first frost date. Central Florida's first frost date is December 18th, which is tomorrow. So that's right on schedule. And South Florida's date of their first frost, well, every year it's who knows. And so, and not often, if at all. You can still be planting your vegetables, beets, and broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, and collards, and horseradish, lettuce and mustard and onions and peas and radicchio, radishes, spinach, Swiss chard, and neeps, turnips. And so you, those are not going to be affected. They like the cold temperatures. So you're going to, you can still plant a garden and still have flowers and vegetables growing that can take the cold. So all of the annuals that we can be planting up north during the spring, you can be planting now, like the hollyhocks, the foxgloves, the Iceland poppies, delphiniums, stock and status, sweet peas, and all the snapdragons and pansies and violas. So that's going to be really good. So coming up after the break, I will be talking to Wendy Wilbur, University of Florida's statewide Master Gardener Program Coordinator, about what we need to do to protect our tropical landscapes from the cold Arctic blast we are going to get from Santa this week.
And I'm telling you, this just totally blows my mind because I've seen a few Christmases, it seems like, in the last 10 years. It seems like we've had kind of a little bit of a rainy day. But
it's been warm.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's been perfect for, you know, kids that wanted to get outside and play with their new toys. But this is just going to blow a lot of people's minds.
So it's going to be great. I am too excited. If you have a gardening question for Wendy, you can text it to me at 23680. Let us know where you're listening, your radio station or media, your first name and city. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, Merry Christmas. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
And what can I get you, little girl?
Well, Santa, I'd love to get an apple tree and peach tree and a blueberry bush and herbs, too.
That's a lot for the elves to handle.
Oh, Santa, just stop by Quality Green Specialist.
Plants and flowers always make beautiful holiday gifts. Head on over to Quality Green Specialist's new location at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand or at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice.
You know, I thought you'd be into gardening, Santa.
Why?
Because you like to ho, ho, ho.
If you don't have insurance through your job, you can still get quality health coverage through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace. Not sure where to begin? A navigator can help you cut through the clutter. There's no obligation and the help is always free. Open enrollment ends January 15th, so don't wait. It's easy. From your mobile phone, dial #250 and say the keyword navigator. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from iHeartMedia. That's #250 navigator.
Beko's new line of dishwashers feature Corner Intense, the first sprayer that cleans all the way to the corners. Beko achieves this performance using 50% less water and 25% less energy than U.S. standards for dishwashers, which is why when you choose Beko, you not only get cleaner dishes, but you're making the planet cleaner too. Save energy and money with gift card rebates up to $200 on eligible models until December 31st. Visit Beko.com for more details. That's Beko.com.
The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a steal. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree to branded accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651, 800-398-0651, 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's getting to start to feel a lot like Christmas this week, and we're in for colder temperatures with a polar vortex all the way down to South Florida. Joining us right now from the University of Florida is Wendy Wilbur. Ms. Wilbur has been with the University of Florida Extension since 2000. She was the Alachua County Horticultural Extension Agent in Gainesville, Florida for 15 years. She's seen some cold, and she is the University State Master Gardener Volunteer Coordinator. She coordinates and supports 58 Extension faculty and approximately 4,500 Master Gardener volunteers. Thank you for joining us, Wendy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Teresa. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. What is the weather this morning in Northeast Florida?
Well, it's pretty chilly. We're in the 40s already. I stepped outside to let the cat in, and I got a blast of cold air off the front porch there. So, it's pretty chilly. my totally hot boyfriend went duck hunting this morning, and he was all bundled up. So hopefully he's being careful up there.
I hope so, too. So, Wendy, winter in Florida is not seen as the typical northern cold winter. But next week, we are getting that polar vortex. What is a polar vortex?
Yeah, polar vortex, that's kind of a catchy term that we've been hearing a lot, but it is a large area of low pressure, of cold air that's been circling around the North Pole and is going to dip down into the United States, probably as far south as Florida. And so maybe it's Santa's little early gift for us, this polar vortex that we're going to be seeing. And so it does swirl, and we have the air pressures and the wind shifts. So we get a really good blast of cold, and I think we're going to be seeing that coming up.
Okay, so the last time we had a polar vortex come through the state in 1983 and 1989, the temperature fell into the teens all the way down to South Florida. So we lost millions of acres of citrus groves and tropical plants. Could this happen again?
It certainly could happen again. I don't know if it's going to happen this December. Looking at the temps, I don't think we're going to be dropping into the 20s and the teens so far south, but we will be seeing that in northern Florida.
Okay, and so what do you kind of anticipate for central Florida and south Florida?
Central Florida, we should be seeing temps in the mid, in the Orlando's dipping into the low 30s right around Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. In Gainesville, we're going to be in the low to mid-20s, and then in Tallahassee area, Panhandle area, low 20s and high teens on Friday, Christmas Eve, as I'm calling it, and then Christmas Eve in the 30s again.
Wow. So how should people start to protect their landscape? Because we're going to be getting a little rain today and a little rain tomorrow. What should they be doing to protect their landscape shrubs and tropical plants?
Well, don't roll your eyes too much, Teresa, because I'm going to say a phrase that we've said about a million times. The first thing that we always have to do is put the right plant in the right place.
That's true.
In our landscape, you know, if we've chosen plants that are very well suited to our landscape, we won't really have to worry too much about the cold. But that's not how it works, is it? We have zone envy. We want to either have those tropical plants or we want to have the more northern plants, but many, many of us, especially since it's been so warm over the last few years, have gotten a lot more tropicals and more sensitive plants in our landscape. So the best thing to do for our real tropicals is to bring them inside or get them into a protected area. For me, I call this a tropical plant shuffle. I bring them in and I bring them back out. Some of the plants I'm thinking about protecting are my orchids for sure. My very tropical bromeliads that are potted. I'm going to be covering and dealing with my bananas outside. But my frangipani plants, my plumeria, I can bring those in. And then all of my tropical baskets that I have outside, philodendron, spider plants, peperomia, gingers, calathea, those will be coming in when we go into basically below 40, I'll be getting those plants protected inside. And then I have to think about my big staghorn fern. Do you have one of those that you have to protect too?
I do. It's on my patio though, so I'm just going to cover it with frost blanket. I think it'll be good this week. What about crotons and, you know, some of the summer annuals? Will they be okay, or do we need to cover those?
We need to cover those. We definitely do. And when we're covering in the outside, in the landscape, remember that we could be getting some wind. So we're going to have to go ahead and bring those non-plastic, we're talking fabric-type frost cloths, all the way down to the ground. And securing those frost blankets with bricks or other heavy items. Sometimes I use 2x4s, or I'll use just rocks from the garden.
Okay.
But we want to make sure that the idea here for covering is that we're trapping the earth's radiant heat. So we are getting the heat to reflect back up underneath that blanket. And that is really important with the covering. And sometimes I'll see people take that frost blanket and tie it around a plant and then make what we call a lollipop wrapper out of it.
Yes.
And that does not work whatsoever, because we're not trapping that heat from the ground. And that's the key to that.
Okay. What about adding lights?
Yeah, I do add lights. And I'm sitting here right next to my Christmas tree. I just touched my LED lights. They are not warm at all. So if you have any warm Christmas lights, old-fashioned Christmas lights, that really helps. Or to put a warm bulb underneath those blankets really will help to bring a lot more warmth under there and keep those leaves warm. That's the key. Another key, and I think you were alluding to it by saying it's going to rain a little bit. And yeah, cold fronts usually are preceded by a nice rain, which is helpful for the plants, because a well-watered plant goes through a freeze event so much better than a dehydrated plant. You've seen that too, right?
Exactly. And it's something that we don't want them to do during the cold front, like at night when it's freezing, but before, so that they're hydrated.
Yes. And so if you don't have time to cover, but you can water, that really helps so much. And we're talking only just the regular amount of water, just to get the root zone moist. So our regular 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch irrigation is perfectly appropriate for that.
Wonderful. Now, Eric in Orlando, he listens to us on WDBO. He said, what steps can we take in general to protect our rose bushes from this cold?
Well, for the roses, they are very hardy and they're going to get through it. Make sure that they are, this is a little tip, make sure that they're well watered. But if you have a real thick, heavy mulch, if your roses are really thickly mulched, if you can pull that mulch back a little bit, that helps with the re-radiation of that heat. And then the other step to protect the roses happened a couple months ago when, if you had done a hard pruning and you have a lot of new growth, the new growth might be sensitive, but if you lose anything, it might just be the tips and you're going to be okay.
Wonderful. Now, what about palm trees?
Yes, palm trees. That's the real right plant in the right place. I have some palms. I have a parlor palm in a pot that I keep by the front door. That's going to come in. But your palm trees in the ground, for example, the Bismarckias, Teresa, we've seen those creep farther and farther north up Florida, and they are very tropical, more of a zone 10, but here we are growing them in zone 9 quite easily.
Yes.
They may take some frost, especially if we get frost, we will get burn on the fronds, but if we can keep that first primary spear healthy, then they're going to come back from it. If they are small enough to cover, which these palm trees usually aren't, they're huge, but if they're small enough to cover, you could attempt to do the Christmas lights or a bulb light and put a frost blanket over the main canopy of the palm.
So can we use other kinds of fabric or like plastic shower curtains or boxes? What else can you use to cover your plants?
I certainly have seen the box trick, which definitely works, but anything that is paper or fabric is going to work perfectly well, but plastic does not insulate unless you build a mini greenhouse. And you've got time if you wanted to build a little mini greenhouse over some of your most treasured cold sensitive plants in the greenhouse, you can. But if the plastic touches the plant leaves, trunk or stem, it's going to transfer that cold right in there. And so plastic is not a good insulator unless it's not touching and you make a little hoop house, and then it's okay.
Wonderful. Now, you mentioned we have enough time, and that's why really what I wanted to focus on this morning was that we have enough time to prepare. Is where would people find frost blankets and, any kind of lights? You know, where can they go to find these?
Right. So normally I find them in our big box stores, and they're pretty smart at marketing. They usually have a big box of them right by the cash registers. So the frost blankets are white. You see them in green. You see them kind of in a beige color. So that's any color will work perfectly fine. And then your local nursery centers will have them as well. Our local hardware centers have them too. So, and believe it or not, you do have time, and that Amazon truck is running up and down your road a lot right now.
It is.
Your mail order companies that will have a quick turnaround will be able to get you those frost blankets as well.
Now, the frost blankets are really cool because you can literally use them year after year. So what kind of steps do they take after this freeze, so they can put it away for the next one?
Right, and that is the beauty of the frost blankets, is that they dry out quickly. So there have been years when I'm throwing comforters and blankets, and then it's moist and the humidity gets them all wet, and now I have all of these wet linens that I have to deal with. I finally stopped that, converted completely over to frost blankets. Give it a good shake out, make sure it's plenty dry, fold it up, and you actually can use them for many years.
Wonderful. Now, Wendy, can you stay through our hard break? I want to talk about poinsettias, but we're coming up on a hard break. So give us your website real quick where they can find out more information from either IFAS, University of Florida, or about your Master Gardener program.
Sure. The Master Gardener website is mastergardener.ifas.ufl.edu. So it's mastergardener.ifas.ufl.edu.
Thank you.
And there's so much great information there.
Wonderful. We're going to hang on, Wendy, and we'll be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens with the University of Florida's Institute in Food and Agricultural Services, State Master Gardener Wendy Wilbur. And so we appreciate all the information she has for
us
today.
Yes, and if you have any questions, go ahead and text us now so we can ask her while we still have her on.
Exactly. And I also received an email from Betty in Tampa about the beautiful poinsettias, a family member center, and Wendy is going to be just the person to discuss how to maintain and take care of this for her. So we're going to be right back. It's the perfect time to call and text your gardening questions. And I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant. When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 88 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 1,000% increase in the last 40 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. You've seen me around the neighborhood, and you've told me I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we could grow up and be whatever we want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. There's enough food in this country to feed everyone. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. If you're a parent and are worried about your child's social and emotional development, you may have asked yourself questions like, am I over-worrying this issue? Are my son's tantrums typical? What if my daughter has a disability? If so, you're not alone. Thankfully, researchers are helping parents answer these questions. In fact, there's a new groundbreaking study on childhood mental health through Duke University. The Autism and Beyond study is aimed to test new video technology that can analyze a child's emotions and behaviors. And this will lead to tools that will eventually determine an earlier diagnosis. Because the early years of a child's development really matter, children with autism and mental health issues can have fruitful lives when they receive that early diagnosis. Would you like to learn more? Then just visit today, disabilitycampaign.org.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I am honored to have Wendy Wilbur. She is the University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences statewide Florida Master Gardener Volunteer Coordinator. And so, Wendy, thank you for staying with us through the break. I really appreciate it.
Sure, happy to.
There you go. So Betty emailed and she said, how do I take care of my poinsettias? And I knew you would be the perfect person to discuss this with. So just for the record, we just want to make sure everyone understands, are poinsettias poisonous?
They are not toxic. I know that we have been saying for years that they are, but that's sort of a old wives' tale. That is a big misconception about poinsettias. So they are in the euphorb group, and so they have a latex in the plant sap that might be a slightly not toxic, but an irritant to people who are sensitive. It's an irritant. But there was actually a study done where somebody ate like 500 leaves and still was perfectly fine. I do not recommend that by any stretch of the imagination, but they've done a lot of studies to prove that they are not poisonous.
Right. And that's what we want to get across. And I think as garden communicators, you know, we need to do that so that people can enjoy the beauty of them and not worry about them.
Oh, my gosh.
And so,
right, because they are so beautiful. I mean, the large, colorful bracts, they last for so long inside. They have just become a real holiday standard for us.
And, you know, that's kind of interesting you say the bracts, because poinsettias don't, the flowers are always yellow and a little bit whitish on them. And the bracts, the leaves are what are colorful on them.
Right. And so the flowers are those small little structures that are inside of the big red or pink or yellow or white bracts. Yes. And they're not petals. They are basically modified leaves, right?
Right. That's it. Exactly. So are there certain kinds of conditions inside the house where poinsettias will thrive better?
Yes. Bright light. So if you have a southern-facing window, or the brightest window of your home would probably be the best, and away from a draft. So if you are running the heater or the air conditioner, because it's Florida and we go back and forth, you want to keep them out of a windy, hot breeze or a cold breeze.
So how often?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
They perform beautifully in the home. And so what I do, I like to have them on the mantle or on my dining room table for when friends are coming over or for when I'm entertaining. But for most of the time during the holiday season, I have them by that bright window.
That's wonderful. So how often should poinsettias be watered? How much?
They should be watered. You don't want them to dry out. So just to touch, but I would, depending on the humidity in your house, you're probably looking at 2 to 3 times a week. But many of them come in that decorative sleeve, and what we don't want to do is water too much so that they're actually sitting in water at the bottom of that sleeve. So maybe a quarter cup, a couple times a week of water would be fine.
That's wonderful. Now, are you supposed to throw poinsettias at the end of the holiday out, or can you plant them outside?
You can plant them outside, especially if you've been keeping them close to a bright window. That means that they are more acclimated to the sunshine and can be put outdoors, especially in Central Florida, Central and South Florida. But if somebody wanted to throw them out, they can. I think it's kind of sad to do that, especially if you can put them in the ground. So when you're picking that spot in the landscape, you want to have them be in an area where they won't be exposed to nighttime light. Because poinsettias are a short day plant, which also means that they're a long night plant. This means that they need long nights in order to trigger blooming to get them to bloom again for the following holiday season. So think about that when you're placing them out in the landscape. And they do need sun to bloom. So kind of a bright area in the landscape that's not going to get artificial lighting in the middle of the night.
Okay, so when we're talking about planting them outside, and in the bright light, how far north can we plant them in the ground?
I would say probably not much further north than Gainesville. I've seen people have them up towards Lake City, maybe in Tallahassee if it's protected by a wall or, you know, some sort of area that's kind of created a microclimate.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much, for them to be, because it's a tropical plant from Mexico, it really needs to have the warm summers and not be exposed to freezing temperatures in the winter.
So you are the University of Florida statewide coordinator of the Volunteer Master Gardener Program, is how I got my start 25 years ago. I love the Master Gardener Program. How can someone find out more about becoming a Master Gardener?
Well, we have a wonderful page on our website, which is mastergardener.ifas.ufl.edu. On that page, there's a tab that says Become a Master Gardener. So I would direct you to the website, but I also would direct you to your local county extension office, because we have Master Gardeners there that can help you with your horticulture questions and also tell you about the program and get you involved, because we would love to teach your listeners about taking care of plants, how to grow your own edibles, how to take care of your landscape plants, but then to take that knowledge and to share it with the community and become a volunteer with the Extension Service.
That's wonderful, Wendy. Thank you so much. Are you all set for Christmas?
Just about. I have asked Santa for a kumquat and a limequat, so I hope to see those underneath my tree this year.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. I so appreciate you doing this.
My pleasure, Teresa, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Happy holidays, Wendy. Thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it. That's Wendy Wilbur. She is the University of Florida's IFAS Statewide Florida Master Gardener Coordinator, and she just does a great job.
Oh, good information. 100% good information.
We just have to be ready. A little bit of knowledge is important, and that's very good. So we have a lot of calls coming in. So, David, you hang on. We're going to take your phone call after the break, and we have text messages coming in. So, Jonica Simi, you need to hold on. And we're going to be talking about different kinds of issues with the fruit trees and things that we have in the cold weather. So we'll be talking about that. Also, check out our Facebook page. Look to see the hummingbird nest on our Facebook page. You will be surprised. You want to just check it out so that you make sure you don't damage any in your yard. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Florida's boating environment is always changing. New sunsets, new experiences that you won't find anywhere else on Earth. But one thing that never changes, boating while impaired by drugs or alcohol. It's illegal in the state of Florida. Boating under the influence will land you in jail, or worse, kill someone you love. It's just simply not a risk worth taking. Learn more about Florida's boating laws at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
The holidays are a great time to be reunited with friends and family. But as you travel this holiday season, be sure your car is road ready. Tires are your car's first defense on the road. Checking your tire pressure before your trip can help ensure you get to your destination safely. With proper care and maintenance, they'll keep you safely motoring along Florida's highways. For more holiday travel tips, visit flhsmv.gov. Remember, safety is always in season. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'd like to thank Wendy Wilbur for her advice on preparing for the Christmas freeze coming this week. How to care for poinsettias. Well, it's all about you right now. So if you have a gardening question, you can call us at 888-455-2967 or you can text me at 23680. Let's go to the phones and we've got David from California. Good morning, David.
Oh, morning, Teresa. I hope you're going to have a good holiday.
We are. It's going to be cold.
Yeah, we're going to hit that solstice any day now, so that'll be nice. And by the way, if I had gotten on with your previous guest, I would have asked her if there were any plants that were earthquake resilient.
Earthquake resilient? Well, it depends on where the earthquake is, but, you know, it just depends on how much the land shifts, you know, so... I don't think there's any that's earthquake resistant.
Well, we just had one just around an hour ago, so.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
but that'll wake you up.
Well, yeah, it was just sharp shock, and then all of a sudden, the room started rocking. So, hey, well, what I was going to ask was we've been getting invasive species for years. When I was younger, I used to hitchhike around the South, and you were getting fire ants and armadillos and all kinds of things. And so as global warming keeps happening, those are making their way further north. And all of the politicians that, let's say the red state politicians, refuse to acknowledge global warming, and so they refuse to do any planning for it. And agriculture is going to be eaten alive by, you know, red ants and fire ants and all sorts of different invasive species. So I'm just wondering if there's a, for example, you had your master gardener that was just on. Are there, some of the master gardener programs are just like countywide, right?
No, they're all run by state, but the individual counties have master gardener programs. Not all of them do. But the majority of Florida does. And, you know, our invasive species, we've been getting invasive species for hundreds of years, you know, with ships coming in, importing and exporting. Sure. And we get them each month. We get new invasive plants, new invasive insects. So it's something that we do have programs for, very big FDACs in all of our states. And usually all of the states that do have imports and exports do have a strong invasive program. But where the invasives come from is usually when a plant's brought in that's not known to be invasive, comes in and it's around for 20 to 30 years, and then it gets out into the ground or people throw it away near conservation areas or the seeds get passed, people plant them in the ground, and then they spread and then they kind of move over and take up the space that a normal native plant would take. So, you know, it doesn't really have anything to do with global warming per se. It's about, you know, making sure that when you plant plants outside that they are, they are going to be taken care of and maintained, and you want to make sure they don't escape. Thank you so much, David, for the call. I appreciate you listening all the way from California.
That is pretty awesome. Make sure you guys send us some text, too. That way use your name.
Exactly.
Where your location is. And Teresa's really good about figuring out, you know, what zone you're in.
That's it. You know, perfect text message, perfect text call. That'll be great. And so I have a text message from Janice, and she is in Orlando. And she says, I wonder if you might be able to tell me what is trying to take over her St. Augustine. And she sent me an email by picture, too, as well. And if there's a remedy to remove it. Well, she has wild Bermuda grass in her St. Augustine.
Oh.
And unfortunately, Janice, there's no way to get rid of Bermuda grass in St. Augustine. Now, let me, you know, be cautionary, because you're going to go online, because people love to Google, and they're going to see Bermuda grass removal, you know, products. And those are zoned for up north where it doesn't get hot. And so, you know, you can't use those products in Florida. Usually you can't, you know, bring them in or buy them in Florida, because they don't, they're going to kill your St. Augustine, is just the baseline. And so if you have so much wild Bermuda, Janice, in your yard, what you need to do, the cold weather is going to kill it, okay? But it's going to come back again in the springtime. So when it dies this winter, I want you to mark that area off, and so that you know exactly where it is, because when it dies and then it just kind of dissipates, you're not going to see it in the St. Augustine. And what you need to do then is spray that area in the springtime, right about March, April. Go ahead and spray it with grass killer, remove it, and make sure you get all the rhizomes and sprigs out, and then you need to resod. So that's what you do. So the wild Bermuda grass is not going to, there's no chemicals out there for Florida, you know, licensed for Florida, that will get rid of it without killing your St. Augustine grass. All right, so that's a great question. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. And then Sundar, he is in Ormond Beach. He has a neem plant in a pot almost 2 feet high. It's been growing for 4 to 5 years. He thinks it's time to move it in the ground. What kind of soil or fill does he need? He doesn't need any kind of fill or soil. But Sundar, I want you to wait until springtime to plant it. Do not plant it in this winter, okay? So I would, again, wait till spring, March or April. You can plant it in the ground. Neem trees are very salt tolerant. They're native to India, and they do really well here in Florida. And so just don't fill in the hole. You just want to make sure that the hole is big enough for it, depending on how tall it is. Well, you said about 2 feet tall. And so that's going to be really easy to plant. Not a big hole. You don't need to amend the soil. So for digging a hole, and this goes for all plants, trees, shrubs, you don't need to amend a single hole. Okay, there's no need to do that. If you're going to amend, if you'd like to make your soil hold on to moisture longer, more nutritious, you want to amend the entire garden bed, not a single hole. You risk girdling the plant when you do the single hole and you add a lot of nutritious soil, organic amendments to that hole. Then you risk girdling it. Okay, so let's go to John in Kissimmee. John in Kissimmee was saying, I wonder how to cover my 9-foot star fruit trees and my 10-foot lychee tree, and I have a massive 15-foot star fruit tree as well. So should I cover some of it or just forget about covering it completely? Oh, decisions.
That is really tall.
That shows you how long it's been since we've had a cold winter.
Yes.
Because those are all tropical plants. They're only supposed to grow in zone 10 and 11. And here they are in zone 9, and they're growing at 15 feet tall. So what I would suggest is, if you can't afford it and you have enough frost blanket to buy it, it comes in 10-foot by 30-foot rolls, and it's about $20 for a 30-foot roll. What I would do is go ahead and cover it by staking it down on the ground on one side and throwing it or getting on a ladder and putting it across the top and staking it on the other side. You're probably going to need to use 4 to 5 10-foot rolls to make sure it's covered completely. That's going to be your best bet on protecting them. Now, the other thing is not to cover it at all. It's going to get knocked back. It's not going to die, hopefully, unless we have a really strong couple of freezes. But this one particular one is not going to kill it. It's just going to knock it back. And so Just let it knock it back. Leave it be till springtime. And then you can cut the leaves back, trim it back, prune it back, and it should recover.
Now, say in January, we have a huge freeze, like worse than what we're fixing to have.
Right.
Would it be smart for him to at least wrap the base and the bark to try to keep some of it warm so it doesn't completely kill it? Or does that not do anything at all?
It doesn't do anything at all because you want to keep that radiant heat in. And so just covering the bark, the freeze is going to affect the outer leaves.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not going to affect it at all. So I would say either cover it and leave it on. You can leave it on and the rain will get through, air can get through, air circulation, and you can just leave it on through winter time this year if you want. You don't have to take it down each time and then redo it again. So I would leave it on for the entire winter. I don't know how that's going to look in your yard.
Because normally we're supposed to remove.
You don't have to remove frost blankets. That's okay. The beauty of them.
Oh, that's right.
The sunlight gets through and the beauty gets through. So we don't have to do that. So, I would say I would cover it if you want to keep them that size. If not, you know, they're going to get knocked back and you'll prune them again in the springtime and they should recover.
There you go.
That's just fine. So if you'd like to give us a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And if you, coming up next is going to be Gary Bachman, the author of Southern Gardening. And he's going to talk to us about mistletoe.
I'm so excited. I love Gary.
I know. He's so great. And so also, too, do you think mistletoe is toxic? We're going to be finding out and what we can do to save our trees. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Remember when all phones sounded like that? Hey, it's Brian Mudd, and I sure do. But you've got to go with the times, so go with Affinity Cellular. Affinity is offering up to 3 months free service and a free flip or smartphone with a 30-day guarantee. Happy with your current phone? That works too. Get unlimited talk and text for as little as $15 a month. Get started right now at Affinity with an A, cellular.com. Affinity Cellular. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.